Today we're visiting with Janae Erickson, Boone Hello. Community Theater. Good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be here.
Here we are, another whole, a whole month out of the way. It was a short month, but it was a very busy month for community theater.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had
understatement.
The multiple performances of Robin Hood.
Multiple.
And a few dinner theaters thrown in there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All done within the confines of your downtown office.
Yes, yep, little space.
It's small space, but you got some of the new seating in, a little more theater-type seating, and so I think people will appreciate
the
it.
The risers. Very cool. And,
so,
yeah.
It helps out immensely. We do know that, the way it ended up, it was like, that's another story for another time. I'm sitting there going, whoa, leave me hanging. Yeah, that's a cliffhanger, isn't it?
Yeah, geez, Jonathan.
Yeah, way to go. Anyway, Jonathan Levi did it, directed, and I think everybody had a good time doing the production, it seemed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It went really, really well. I feel like most nights were sold out or very close to, which is amazing for us. And Jonathan had a great time. He's on vacation now. Probably in a little post-show coma.
Understandable, even though it's been. And over Valentine's Day. So love story.
Yes. Yep. So. Love story Valentine's Day. It's like perfect.
So that wrapped up. And again, in the meantime, in the middle of everything, you threw in an audition.
Yeah.
For...
Wait until dark.
Yep. I'm going to say. But I'm sitting there going, quite different. I mean, it was a serious love story that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And when Alan Dale's there, it was kind of a rom-com thing.
Yeah, but, you know, Zach he tends to just make things funny.
He enjoys it. In the meantime, you did have your auditions. And Wait Until Dark, for those that remember, is very... It's a series. This is a thriller, drama.
Yeah, suspenseful thriller. Very serious compared to most shows that we do.
So, now you had decent turnout. I mean, because you're in the midst of doing a production, and this your performances are coming up starting in mid-April.
Yeah. Yep.
So you don't have a right long up. Time.
I know. Don't remind me.
Well, you do have help though.
I do.
As director.
So. I do. Yep. It's just a lot. It's a lot. I've never directed as a lead director before, and so it's just doing it for the first time, you know, it's crazy.
Well, and you know what you want to do.
I do. I do, and my dad's helping me as well. He's my mentor director, as he says. I call him the assistant to the director for the Office fans out there. But he's like, yeah, we're going to do this show together, and then as soon as we start rehearsal, he's like, I'm gonna go on vacation for 10 days, have fun.
Yeah, you're there, you go.
He just got back today, so I'm like, thank goodness.
Well, this is the part where, again, for the cast members that you've got, just learning a lot of lines.
That's their main job, because it's a very, very dialogue heavy show.
That'll put pressure on.
Yeah,
but you have some good people that you've when they went through auditions, did they really kind of just stand? You knew who just really kind of fit the part that you
we
were
did.
Imagining?
It was very, I mean, obviously it's always a hard decision to cast people, but it wasn't as hard as I was expecting. Mm-hmm. I honestly, like, once everyone walked out, we just were able to figure it out within like a half an hour or so.
Just who really kind of fit the part.
And we had some really, really good people that came that we weren't able to cast, which was very, like, heartbreaking for us. But they just weren't, like, we just want them to come for other shows, you know.
Well, this is a limited cast.
Very small.
Now, Robin Hood, I mean, you had a number of people that were in the cast, but this one is even less than that.
A lot less, yeah. I think probably half.
Yeah.
And Robin Hood was like half of Matilda, so
yeah.
We're so, just getting smaller and smaller.
It's each production is a little different, so it's been a while since you've done a serious theater piece like this.
It has. I don't know the last time we have, honestly. I couldn't even tell you. Like this kind of a show, it's been a long time. Yeah.
So, well, we're looking forward to it. Let's talk about the cast.
It's going
to
be awesome.
We have Keisha.
Keisha Johnson is our lead, and she has like every other line. I will tell you that, so you'll see a lot of her.
Is that the part that Audrey, was it
Audrey? Yeah, Audrey Hepburn.
Played that part.
Yep, yeah, the blind housewife lady. Yeah.
So, and then Zach.
Yes.
Zach Q.
Zach's our man lead, male lead.
And so a little different for him.
Very different for him, from him, yeah. And at rehearsals, there's some lines that, you know, could go either way. You know, could be funny, could be serious. And he's like, you know, trying to make it funny. And
he's going that funny route.
I'm like, because it's his comfort, you know, that's what he's used to. And I'm like, Zach, it's okay. We can be serious sometimes. Yeah. But I'm also like very comedically inclined. So I'm like laughing and stuff. And then I'm like, okay. Step back.
Yeah. This is not what I was envisioning when I started.
I know, right?
Okay, you want to run through some of the others on your cast?
Yeah, sure. We have Ingrid Oakley, who's playing Gloria, and Ingrid might sound familiar to some of you guys. She was Matilda in Matilda. Very, very talented.
And she's been looking, she really had a good time, didn't
she? Oh, yeah, yeah. That was like her dream role, Matilda was. And she came to our table read. So we had cast the show. We had a week before the table read, and she learned all of her lines in that week. 100 and some lines.
Wow.
So she's sitting at the table read, you know, with her script in her lap, just saying the lines.
Wow.
Crazy talented.
Okay.
She is what everyone needs to do.
And she likes, I mean, these are performances that she likes to do. Different things, too, for her. What her parents have said.
Yeah. She's done a lot of stuff in her very short time she's done theater so far. She's only 10. I think she started like a year, maybe 2 years ago. Yeah. She's done a lot since she started.
Okay, so Ingrid is going to be part of this.
Yes, and then we got Chris Terrell is playing Sergeant Carlino, another one of the con men. We got David Michael is playing Harry Rote Sr. and Jr. That's just part of it's an inside joke of the script. But yes, David Michael, obviously very familiar to you guys. Chris hasn't done anything for a couple years, I don't think.
So it's been a while.
I think the last thing he did was... Might have been Treasure Island in 2021. Okay. So it's been a while. He's very good. So is David. We got Brandon Hurley is playing Sam, which is Audrey Hepburn's husband.
Okay.
And he's brand new. This is his first show he's ever done.
Okay.
He's actually a writer. He's really good, though.
So you really fit the part that you're looking for. Okay, good.
Yep.
All right.
He's very good. And then we have our police officers are Mary Jane Tillman and Hannah Skinner. And they've done a lot of shows with us, too. Okay, so. I think they were in Matilda. They both were.
So, again, pretty good cast of ensemble there.
Yeah, so. I would say A-plus cast, if I do say so myself.
Okay. Well, you like it. You had to pick them, so you're the one that needed to find the ones that were going to fit what you were looking for. Because you do have... you probably watched the movie, I'm guessing.
I have, yes.
And... But stage is always a little different.
Yeah, you don't want to cast it, you know, according to the movie. It gives you an idea, and it kind of helps you, after you read the script, it helps you to visualize it a little bit better as far as the set and costumes and stuff. But as far as the people, you know, you don't want to copy it too much.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Got to have each one's a little different because you got different people doing those parts.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, you don't want to copy it.
Let's talk a little bit about the production's going to be in April.
Yes.
You've got a couple of weekends that you're going to do.
Yes, 2 weekends. We're not Jonathan Levi, so we're just going to do two.
Two, yeah. 13th, 14th, and 15th all will be evening productions.
Yes. Yep. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, and then on the 21st and 22nd, you'll have an evening one on Friday, the 21st. 22nd will be a 2 p.m. matinee.
Yeah, 2 p.m. matinee.
And this all going to be in your downtown studio?
Yes.
At 705?
705 Story Street.
Okay. So, pretty excited?
Yeah.
Well, you are because this will be your director thing. So good.
My director debut.
Oh, you've helped out with a lot of other
things. I have. But this is my baby. This is my show.
Did you really pick, I mean, did you pitch this one? Or
because
I know when this is the final production of the season, really, for you.
Yes.
For Community Theater, our Boone Community Theater, because we'll start at midsummer and then head towards the fall production, September, something like that.
Yeah.
But we'll have to select all new.
Yeah, that should be coming out soon. I'm not sure. I have no idea what shows we're doing next year.
So did you kind of pitch this one, or did they just kind of select it and you said, this is one I want to do?
No,
or?
I pitched it.
Okay.
Last February. So it's been over a year that I've been waiting to do this show.
All right. Good.
My dad's the one who found the show, who knows the show. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to direct one with him, and he was like, this is a good one, you know, for you to do. So that's what we're doing.
All right. Well, go for it.
Yeah.
It's, again, Wait Until Dark will be the next production coming up, and Jhené Erickson, director.
Yes.
In the house.
That's right.
Well, and I know the cast. So far... Cast been working just basically online. So when do you start doing rehearsals and stuff?
Yeah, we've been doing rehearsal for, this will be the third week this week.
Okay.
We've been working on blocking. Obviously, they're doing lines more at home, trying to learn them. But they'll be off book here in a few weeks. So
I was going to say,
we
are not that far away. This is a tight turnaround for you, isn't it?
It is. It feels like not enough time, but it always comes together. It always does. But it always feels this way.
Okay. So, and I'm guessing the other parts that you need, costumes and stuff like that, a little easier to do those.
Yes.
Because a little more.
Our costumer is very, very happy with me.
And then the balance is going to be staged. It's pretty simplistic.
It's just one set. Yep. Yeah. It's a hard set. Christopher Levi is my stage director, not stage director, stage crew person that's making all
He's handling.
Yes, and we have it taped out, but we don't have anything else yet. It's got to be exactly how it needs to be, or it's going to be messed up.
Okay.
So he's trying to make it as well as we can with the smaller space.
I got to tell you, the Robin Hood trees were awesome.
So cool.
Weren't they?
Yeah, they had Christmas trees that they used as the evergreens.
A lot. We had a lot of people donate.
It was very nice, yeah. It was very cool, though.
It was a great shot there. This is a little more basic apartment.
Just an apartment, yep. But it's got quite a few things that need to be in the right spots, which is the whole situation we're trying to deal with now, because it's kind of a smaller space than on, you know, a bigger stage that is usually supposed to be on.
Well, we'll talk more about getting tickets and getting reservations, things like that lined up. But let's talk a little bit more about what's coming up, because this is the end of the regular production season, which means you start to hit the summertime. And I know every year you try to, community theater tries to put together something for the summer for the youth.
Yes. Yep. It's a great time for youth because they don't have school.
And this was last year, I think, was the first time that, Michelle had tried to do, or I mean, we've done different things in the past.
Yes.
Then the pandemic got in the way and kind of slowed everything up. Then we came back with a couple of different, like spring break, doing a class or things like that.
Yes.
But
yep.
In the summertime, she put together last year, had regular, I think it was Mondays.
Yeah. I think it was Monday nights. Yeah. Every Monday night.
Come and learn something
summer.
More about theater.
Yeah, just a different skill related, theater related skill. Also a great chance for kids who, you know, want to see their theater friends during the summer when there's no shows going on. And that was like a big hit.
Okay.
Like, let's see my friends. You don't want to lose contact.
Come on.
Yeah. And we're doing a very, very similar thing this year.
Okay.
I think it's pretty much the exact same thing.
Okay. And I know I think last year you had a fee. They needed to have people sign up.
Yes.
And she knew that not everybody was going to make it to every one. But again, this is an opportunity for people who have, especially if children can use an opportunity to become a little more exposed to being on stage, being in front of people, doing things, learning more about what's going on around them.
Yeah, learning about, you know, sets and costumes, makeup, lighting. They had so many cool different ones this last summer. I don't know what they're doing this year yet. I don't think they even know, but
okay. But they are going to do it.
Yes, we're doing it Wednesday nights this year.
Okay.
But it's Wednesday nights, and it's $10 at the door, or you can pay $65, I think, for the whole summer per child, or you can just pay at the door.
So will we have information for people on Facebook and or on the website? I'm guessing everything will be up there. So
yeah, I'm not sure if it's on the website yet, but it's on Facebook.
Okay. So on the community Boone Community Theater Facebook page.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Okay, so check that one out. And then, yep. Again, parents, if you have children that might be interested in the summertime.
Yep, ages 8 through 18
okay.
is the age group for
so
that.
So we're looking to start, I'm guessing, in June?
I think, yes, the last Wednesday in June, yeah, the 28th.
Okay.
And it will be every Wednesday until August 16th.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Eight nights.
Eight ones. Okay.
Yep.
That's
it's going to be so, 6:30 to 8 at 705 Story Street.
Okay.
Yep.
So we'll be busy.
Yeah.
In that time.
Yeah, very busy.
So, and again, that's one of the things that kind of builds not only interest in community theater, people that might be wanting to try it, but you might have some parents that at one time maybe had done some theater things and, oh, I think I could come back and do some things here.
We've had that happen before. Yes.
That's okay.
A lot. And it's awesome. It's great because we always want to have new people coming in if we can. You know, with it being community theater, we need all hands on deck.
It is. And it's kind of like you did for a while, and then you were away for a while,
yes.
and then you came back. Now
yep.
here you are directing.
Yep. I'm the publicity chair, and I'm directing a show.
So,
going to be more involved than that.
It's one of those things. But again, everybody has... to some extent, but the more people you get, much easier it is. And
exactly.
And now that we're into that time of the year where they're trying to pick, well, I'm guessing they probably already have an idea. They just haven't released the list yet of
yeah.
what productions will be coming
I
up.
I am so excited to find out because I'm not on that committee, so I don't know.
Did you pitch anything?
I didn't.
You're
no.
Not this, what?
I thought, I'll need a little break.
You got this one done, and yeah, we'll go
yeah,
with that.
And for every show, I end up doing a ton of work, even if I'm not, you know, actually on the crew list.
You do different
so,
things.
So, yeah, with publicity and stuff. So I was like, I'll do one show, and then I'll see how it goes, and then maybe 2024 season, I'll do another one.
Look at another one. So, and I know there are people that have an idea of a production they would like to do. I'm guessing Levi, Levi, he might have one, but
I'm sure I
Jonathan,
think...
you know, for doing Robin Hood Maid Marian, first of all, he had to be writing it, and then he had to be looking at,
he did.
I would
himself.
Like to do this.
Yeah. I don't know if he's doing another one this next year, but we'll see.
We'll see.
And, but I'm sure one of the Levi's will do something.
Something. Anyway, they'll pitch it. They got an idea.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we'll see what kind of, you know, like when you guys decided on Matilda, that was a big step. That was mm-hmm. a big production, and you were fortunate you were able to go out to DMAC and do it there.
Yeah, which is a great space, especially when we had, you know, huge audiences, huge 30-person cast. I mean, like, we needed a big venue for that.
So that one worked out really well.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, we still have availability for more show pitches if you're interested in directing a show.
Okay.
On our Facebook page, there's a post about that.
Okay.
You can do it until March 11th. So you have like a week left or
all
so.
Right. Not long. Till Saturday.
Show. Yep.
Got it till Saturday.
So you can send that to productions@boonecommunitytheater.org.
Okay.
Email.
Janae Erickson's been on our program this morning talking about Boone Community Theater. The show dates for Wait Until Dark will be on April 13th, 14th, and 15th, and then again on Friday the 21st. Those are all 7 o'clock in the evening, and then on Saturday the 22nd at 2 p.m. matinee. We're going to have an opportunity to visit with you before the next production.
And so hopefully a few cast members will come with me.
So we'll see how that all comes together. But it will be at their location downtown. We'll look forward to hearing more about it as we get a little bit closer.
Yep,
that'll
so excited. Good.
Again, went in and on the summer theater club, take a look online. Start online at Facebook. That's an easy way to do it.
That's
if
the
you
best
can.
Way, yes.
And sooner or later, we'll get some information. There is contact information that's on the website, too, for getting a hold of people.
Yeah,
and
if you
want to
just
so.
Email or something, that'd be fine, too.
Can do that. That's at booncommunitytheater.org.
Yes.
Boone Community Theater with an R-E.
Yes,
theater. You put it in there, and you'll get there one way or another.
Yeah.
Hey, I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us and let us know what's going on for the next production.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Things went really well for Robin Hood, and this one just going to be straight drama.
Yep.
Suspense.
Thriller.
We're looking forward to it. Janae Erickson on our program today on KWBG. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.